I've been loving you too long.
On his new CD, SOS, Save Our Soul, Mark Brassard sings soul music like a 40-year-old man who's been knocked down and got up more times than he can remember. But Mark Brassard is only in his mid-20s. He was raised in Louisiana's Cajun country, where he first sang with his father's band at age 5. Mark Brassard joins us from member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Is it intimidating for you as a young white musician to tackle songs by these giants of soul? We're talking about people like Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, and this song by Stevie Wonder, You Met Your Match.
This song in particular was one of those beasts. It's a song that Stevie sang so well, and it showcases his range. And it was really early on in his career. He's probably about the same age that I am now. And I chose this song because it is one of the harder songs to sing. I'll show you the way to love somebody like you never ever been shown. Cause my love light's burning, my whole life's yearning for you.
I guess there is a question. Why re-record these songs that are so iconic, especially if you're really reach into kind of match those vocal performances?
Well, these songs are iconic to the people that were growing up with them. I definitely have a large part of my audience that is under the age of 25. I just wanted to take them a little soul school, you know? The question is, why would I listen to Mark Brassard's Love and Happiness when I can listen to Al Green's Love and Happiness? Well, you've heard Al Green's Love and Happiness. If you're looking for that vibe, why don't you try putting my version on and see if it doesn't tweak your ear just a hair.
Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Talking about how she can make it right. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Let's talk about a couple other tracks. First, let's play a little bit of Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. This, of course, is the new version sung by Mark Brassard. Inflation, no chance to increase violence. Bills by love, sky high. Send that boy off. You know, that's not an easy song, I wouldn't think. It deals with hopelessness, poverty, police brutality, from a black man's perspective.
Yeah, this entire album, What's Going On, was a story of trial and, you know, it's talking about the Vietnam War. And, I mean, it's tough to really pull that off if you're not throwing yourself completely into that character. And it was rather exhausting trying to recreate that vibe. I remember when I was 17 years old, my dad and I would play these gigs for extra cash. And I was singing What's Going On one night. And afterwards, this old fella came up and he was like, yeah, man, y'all sound great, man. You're a great singer. You got great pipes. But, man, leave Marvin alone. I was like, whatever, man.
Yeah. One song on this album that, to my ears at least, surpasses the original is I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know, written by Al Kooper, who sang it with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then I think Donny Hathaway sang it as well.
Correct.
Let's listen to that.
If I ever leave you, you can say I told you so.
Okay, now let's listen to your version.
And if I ever had you, I hurt myself as well.
So why did you decide to slow it down so much?
when I sing slow songs like this, what I like to envision is people on the dance floor holding each other so closely, and we're playing the song so slow that they're not even moving.
Right.
They're just standing there.
And they don't
totally
want it to end,
up.
Right? So
they don't
slow
want
it,
to end. Exactly, exactly. You want to keep those kids on the dance floor in that moment for as long as you possibly can.
More than you'll ever know.
You know, one of my favorite parts of this song happens toward the end, where the music stops, you change keys, and you go into this bridge.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a real thrill to do.
It's fun, and especially live. It's when I, you know, grab the mic off the mic stand, because it really opens up to this beautiful place. And I'm not trying to be just any kind of man. I'm trying to be somebody that you can love, trust, and understand. And then it explodes after that. This song is one of my favorite of all time. Donnie's version is the version that I was mimicking, you know, more closely than Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But even when you listen to Al Kooper, I mean, you can tell the man is feeling it. And it was a privilege to be able to put this song on record.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mark Broussard's new album is titled SOS. Save Our Soul.
I'm only flesh and blood, but I can be anything that you demand.